Let the siege commence. I lit the joint. Yes, it did. I'm in a mood, man. But you know what I'm going to do about it? Nothing.
Motherfucker. I brought the water in with me. Didn't bring it back out. Fuck. Damn it.
Well, how about that? My fucking joint went out and said, go get the water, pal. We'll wait.
Thank you.
Jesus, how many fucking rescuer movies are there?
No, there was only one.
There can only be one. I don't know the fucking song. Right? I don't know whose water that is. I'm not touching it. I'll get a new one. Oh, stay down. Stay down. I am not throwing up wobbles today. That's not in the cards for your boy. Tell you that shit right now. Ugh. I'm in a mood, man. Why do people have to do the very thing you expect them to fucking do? Why do they have to do that? Can you prove me fucking wrong? Can you fucking prove me wrong? That's all I will. Like, I don't owe it. People think it's awesome to be right all the time. It sucks to be right all the time. Whatever. Let's smoke this fucking joint, dude. And, that's it. That's it. It's done. This is the last time I have to do this. Doesn't matter. After, like, I don't know what's gonna happen now. I have no idea what's gonna happen. I knew I should have just went with my fucking instinct and did it the way that I wanted to do it, but no. No. Of course not. That's all right. Now it's not my problem. Now it's your problem. Now it's your problem. Not mine. I did my part. I did my job. Gotta get my shit out of there. Whatever clothes are fucking left. Then they're not getting robbed from me. Whatever hoodies I got left. I bought some new guinea tees yesterday. Fucking $18. That's a lot of money for a fucking shirt, bro. But what are you gonna do? I need it, dude. I don't feel right without it now. I wasn't born with one of these on. You understand? My boy put me onto it when I early. How? I don't have any money in my Cash App. What are you talking about? Oh, wait, y'all just took that right now. Okay, alright. So I just, welcome, ladies and gentlemen. I just bought sneakers that are probably going to last me 2 months because, you know. That's not bad. What do you spend on sneakers, bro? I don't even want to give you my number. You're going to laugh at me. I'm broke, bitch. I got a budget, son. I don't have... First of all, I would never spend $300 on a pair of fucking shoes. I'm gonna ruin them in 3 months. There's no reason for it at all. There's no, to look at them for what? Then I want to wear them. What the fuck they're for? The fuck you mean? Put them on a shelf. That's what Foot Locker's for, dude. I go in there, I see the shoe on the shelf I want, I say, give me that one in this size, and I go home. Why do I want to put it up on museum in my house? That's stupid. I don't get it. Everybody's got a thing. That's not my thing. My thing would be there'd be, you know, tapes everywhere. I got a bunch of drives, like a fucking intelligence officer. Except the only thing that's on it is fucking music. and hours of this useless fucking podcast, can you imagine? The world's over, right? The world's over. We had World War V or whatever it was that did us in. It's just the cockroaches and whatever tech is left. Some poor prick rummaging through the rubble of what's left over. What was left behind from the society that once was. Not the fucking Museum of Arts. Not Ripley's, Believe It or Not, it's gone. Right? There's none of that. There's none of that. They don't come across some items from the Smithsonian. They didn't even find a NASA sign. You find a fucking, just a thumb drive with my retarded ass just rambling on it for hours about nonsense. How is any of this useful? It isn't. Yo. If we all blew up and you're listening to this, dude, you are so fucked. I've seen all the movies, man. You're in trouble. What you're supposed to be hearing right now is like a scientist being like, dude, this is how you make the vaccine. Instead, you get me. What a disappointment that is. If you're waiting for some kind of fucking, you know, all-powerful, mighty knowledge, it's not coming. Just save the batteries and turn this off right now. Ugh, that's fucking hilarious. Man, if I had money, that would be a great fucking cartoon to make, wouldn't it? I think that would be a great cartoon to make for a YouTube short. But I don't have the budget to do this shit, dude. You gotta hire these people. Because I can picture it in my head, man. Some poor guys fighting through fucking hordes of zombies and shit. Right? Like, we give it no, just, if the video starts, like, what, bro? I don't, how do you want to go with it? You go. Hold on. That's right. I waterboard myself. I don't give a fuck. You think I'm scared of you? I choke and drink water. Dude, I'm a savage like that. Practice. Anyways, what? Depends on which way do you want to go. Because you got, you know, like two scenarios, dude. You could do the beginning. It's just like fucking, the way I picture it, it's like a really low sketch, like stick figure drawing kind of fucking. What is this bee doing out here right now? Do you know what month it is, pal? I don't know where you're supposed to be, guy, but it's not out here with me right now. Did you get too much of this smoke before? Is that what happened here? take that back to your buddies, dude. Motor breath. Or no, this is green. This is green dream. This is green dream. I'm lying to you. Here. Pub pass. That's how we do it. There you go. That's for you. Can bees fucking sniff? I don't know. I think I got him. He's all fucked up now. I think he was all fucked up before. That's not the weed, dude. Lone Ranger over here. What are you doing with this garbage can, pal? Ah, its little butt moves, dude. When it, like, I don't know what. I gotta look up things about bees now, because I want to figure out what the fuck is this guy trying to do. Whoa, shit. Don't come close to me, bro. I don't want to kill you. I can't. They're like endangered, aren't they? I don't know. I gotta get out of here. If it comes close to me, I gotta get out of here. I can't kill it. There's only like 5 of them left. What are you doing, guy? This is killing me right now. Bro, he's on the fucking garbage can, dude. It just... Alright, that's gross. I don't know why that just grossed me out. It climbed... It's like a... I don't know how to describe this thing. It's made out of metal, right? But there's holes throughout the whole thing. It's like... You know, it's like... I can't think of the word, so I'm stalling. Fuck. It's like a fishnet garbage can. There you go. That's not at all what it's called, but that's what I'm calling it. It's a fishnet garbage can. Oh, he's gone now. Bye. Oh, no, there he is. I see him. Don't come over here, dude. Stop it. Go that way. That way. You're fucking my vibe up over here, kid. I don't think we can hang out. It's gonna get cold, bro. You're just gonna wind up stinging me eventually anyway. And I had to kill you. Now we're back to square one. Now there's 4 of you left. I don't want that phone call. I don't want that phone call from the ASPCA of bees. No, we heard you. We got the signal. You whacked one of them. The fuck, man? You know there's only 5 of them, right? But it was an impulse. I'm sorry. It's an impulse. I didn't mean it. I tried to tell him. He pressed me. What do you want from me, dude? You know? See, now, if this is the problem. If my information was valuable, you'd be able to take it and build little robot bees, and you wouldn't have a fucking issue anymore. Well, yes, you would, because they would take over the fucking world. Robots already run shit anyway, dude. Where you been? Bro, we had this conversation. Get the fuck away from me, man. I'm not playing with you, dude. It's probably on me right now. I bet you it's on me right now. Nope, there it is. I really don't want to kill this thing, dude. It puts me in a bad spot. Bro, you're retarded. There's nothing over here for you. Unless you want nicotine and weed, there's nothing else. You don't smell that? It's a flower, but it's the wrong one, guy. Oh, now you're taking my water? Cool. You can have it. That's all right. I wasn't thirsty anyway. No, I don't have cotton mouth. It's all right. Don't worry about it. Where'd he go? Shit, I took my eyes off him first. Oh, but... All right, I think he's out. I think we're all right. Maybe he was just checking the zones. I don't know. No, fuck, there he is. I got him. Now he's walking around on the floor. This guy's all fucked up. Back in the garbage can. Back in the fishnets. I got the same problem. Well, I'm not wearing them. Shut up. Just stop. Don't add no more to it. Just leave it alone. You know what I'm gonna do? I'll tell you what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna go back to my other thought, which was what? I'm gonna keep my eye on this fucking guy. Just, you know. I don't want this motherfucker doing nothing slick. And the second you take your eyes off it, dude, then it's at your neck. I'm not having it. Not today. Not today. I smoked a sativa, so you're in trouble. I'm on point. In my head, it's like fucking black and white, bro. Stick figure shit. Right? Like, it's a white screen. This is what's in my brain right now, dude. It's a white screen, and it looks like somebody took a black crayon. And you know what I'm saying? So it's like that style of shit. And it opens up, and then, like, you know, flash a light, whatever, if you want to go that way. Or you do the zombie thing, but that depends on how much work you really want to do. I say you go with the first one, because it's much easier, right? Zombies are cool as shit, but, I mean, dude, if you're gonna do it, you wanna fucking do this thing right. Like, it's a short, but you want this shit to look ill, bro. You know what I mean? At least I do. I do. You ever see a bee up close, bro? They're fucking wild looking. I'm looking at this guy's face right now. That's a weird fucking existence, man. Whatever. But nah, that's a long way. You can figure it out, right? I gotta make a storyline now. Flash a light, where do you go from there? Well, you know, to save time, because it's a short, you just gotta go from the flash of light to now there's the aftermath, and everything's crumbled and fucked up, and there's one guy just fucking trying to get through the street, right? He goes into an abandoned building or some shit. He's digging around through things, looking for anything valuable, some kind of information, something that can help me fucking figure out what am I gonna do. And this is what he finds. Can you imagine, dude? Oh, that would be terrible. The fucking heartbreak. The heartbreak. Oh, shit. Oh, shit. He snuck up on me. Motherfucker. Yo, that's not cool, bro. Don't do me like that. He just punked me out. He disappeared for a second. And then, bam, it was right in front of my nose. That's not cool. That's not cool, dude. He just fucked me up. That just fucked me up. Ugh. I don't like that. Now, where'd he go? Oh, there he is. I got him. I see him. This motherfucker, bro, there's gonna be four of you. Keep fucking playing, dude. No, you didn't just fly on me, dude. Why? I touched it. Ew, it touched my fucking finger. It feels fuzzy, dude. What is that? What even is that? Ew, that was fucking gross, bro. That was gross, dude. Ew. I don't recommend that at all. Like a porcupine dog, dude. Ew. Because it feels like hairs, but it's spiky. Oh, that felt really weird. It's like Velcro. It felt like Velcro on my fucking thumb, dude. I hit its little body. That shit was just like perfect. It flew into my thumb and I hit it sideways and it just pressed up against me hard enough for me to feel it. And then bounced off and kept going. Ugh. Oh, I fucking hate bugs. I hate bugs. All of them. It's a bug. I don't care. It's a fucking bug, dude. They freak me the fuck out, dude. I don't like nothing small that can get into places, man. It's built in our fucking DNA to not like that shit for a reason, because it's danger. That's a problem. You know, it gets inside you. That's no good. You're dead. You're done. You're fucked. It's over. Clock's ticking, that's it.
Now I'm freaking out thinking about fucking bugs in my ear and shit. Ugh. 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 Where's my fuck? Yeah, stop it. Give me my water. Give me my water. You gotta hydrate in a situation like this. Ugh. Gross. Gross. You know what? Hold on. I'm gonna relight my joint real quick. Jesus. You know what? I think I just went through the 6 stages of grief. In my mind, man. Because that really grossed me out. And then just now, I just thought to myself, I guess, that's pretty cool, right? How many people in your life can say that they touched a bee before and didn't get stung without a fucking suit on, right? I'm in civilian clothes, bro. I'm not playing with you. I'm in fucking yesterday's clothes. Oh shit, that reminds me, I gotta download that song. Jess and what the fuck is your name? God damn. What is your fucking name? Oh no, don't do it. Lunar Sea. There it is. I got it. Jess and Lunar Sea. Spending tomorrow's money wearing yesterday's clothes. Ugh, that shit's serious. I don't brag about being the best because I'm better than that. Ugh. I haven't listened to that song in months, dude. Wearing yesterday's clothes, smoking on today's weed. Spending tomorrow's money on some shit I don't need. My thumbs are green and my eyes are red. Come on. Looking like the bad side effects of a science test. Shut the fuck up. That shit is serious, dude. Oh, I wish I could turn that on right now. Couple of years since I had prescription pills that were prescribed to me. These rap fans are frustrating. Oh man, I can't think of the fucking lyrics, but the song is in my goddamn head, dude. They're fascinated with accolades and fascist statements. I'm not hating, I just hate them. Oh, goddamn it. Oh, I can't remember the rest of it. I'm not hating, I just hate them. I can't tell, what's he saying? Ah, he says something about the difference between what's real and not. I'm Patrick Bateman. That's the rest of the line. Dude, it's so serious. That song is so serious, dude. I love that shit. Fucking hard as hell. I would put that up. I would put that right up with a D-Block track. I really would. And that says a lot coming from me, dude. Because Sheik, Looch, P, Kiss, like, that's top. I gotta finish that Hoffa podcast. I got, like, 45 minutes into it. It's pretty good, though. No, not even. I'm, like, an hour. Because it took me, like, an hour to realize that it was fucking Hoffa that was talking. That's a really good, it's interesting, though, dude. You know, because you know, they're comfortable enough to talk. You need that if you want to have a good podcast, bro. You can't have somebody uncomfortable. Oh, I'm a guest on this. Why do you think I don't have people on, bro? I don't want to have to create that fake, you know, bullshit comfortability, dude. I want you to feel like you're at home. Just bullshitting with one of your buddies, man. Forget that the fucking
microphone is there. People are going to listen to it later. It doesn't matter. That they're not here right now. It's just the conversation is what matters. What do you want? If they're sitting and listening, what are you going to say to them? Did they get caught up in the idea that you're sitting in front of them and don't think about what they want to say? That's where the advantage of radio is over television. Because even though you're in attendance, I'm not thinking about your attendance. I'm thinking about what do I want to say to you. Well, no, I'm not. I just sat out here and talked about a bee for like 10 minutes. I clearly am not thinking about what I want to say to you. It's not thought out. I have one idea and I'm like, I'll run with that. And then after that, once it's gone, it's gone. I just connect the fucking dots as long as I can. And when that's it, that's it. Right there, I would have had a fucking, you know, the trapeze guy falling off of the deal. Falling and dying. But that's it, that's it. Ah! Oh, shit. Yeah, the guy finds the thing, right? Yeah, I don't know, dude. Where do you take that? I think that's it. For the sake of time, the world blows up. The guy is running through the deal, buys the thing, and then it's me. That's it. Now the world's over. What's he gonna do? You can't make a cell phone with my information. You're fucked. Damn. Shit. Well, that's it for me. That's the end of that. Oh shit, I forgot to tell you, man. I got an appointment with the attorney in December. You know what that means? That means I'm gonna have my new sneakers before I go, which is a good thing because these, oh man. Yo, I didn't even realize the front of these are coming apart, dude. That's fucking heavy. I didn't know they were that bad. The bottoms are fucked. Fucked. But I knew they were bad, so I got a new pair. It just sucks. I'm such an idiot, bro. I put my shit in, right? And I only needed $5 more to get same day delivery, right? I'm like, fuck, I'm not going to meet that because I don't need anything else, so it doesn't make sense to buy an extra thing that I don't fucking need, right? And then not even a day later, the next morning after I bought the shit, I was like, fuck, I need my allergy medicine. How much is it? Do you want to guess? Do you want to guess how much it costs? Do you want to guess how much it costs? That's right. $5. That was my meat. That was my meat. And I had to get it anyway. So now my shit is in 3 separate orders for no fucking reason. On 3 different shipping dates when I could have had it all in the same day. But, you know, dementia couldn't remember. I gotta make a fucking list of, that's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna go inside. I'm writing down a fucking, this is the list of shit that I need to get together at one time. But yeah, but I'm not gonna need, well, I probably should get another pair. Right? You gotta have a backup pair. I gotta have a backup pair. Cause I go through fucking shoes, bro. I don't stick them on a shelf, dude. I fucking wear them and I wear them out. I wear them out. I don't mean when I go out, you know, have a good time. I'm saying, dude, I wear these motherfucking things out. All your sneakers are built to last. give them to me. Let's fucking see, bro. Let's fucking see, dude. Let's see what your sneakers can really handle. You want to see what your shoes could do. That's why I wear what I wear, dude. I put a beating on these things. Nikes don't have the support to handle that. Nikes are about looks. They're not about support and feel. They only feel good for the first 2 weeks. After that, they're fucked. Once you wear that padding in on the inside, it's over. Then it's for sport. What the fuck are you going to wear him for? Then you might... Oh, he's back. He's back. He's back again. Bro. Dude. We just did this, bro. Now it's probably on me. Now it's probably on me. It's probably on my back where I can't fucking see it. Nope. There you go. I got you. Bro, why you want to come near me, dude? I don't want to kill you, bro. Don't make me do it. Don't tase me, bro. Whatever. If you gotta go, you gotta go, dude. Is it on me? I don't see it. I think I'm alright. Whatever. You know what? I'm bringing my ass inside. I'm not taking my chances out here no more. I'm tired of getting bullied. Check out my ball, I'm going home.